All righty, welcome back. Here is the DraftKings Star of the Week from the Falcons game. It's Vikings quarterback Case Keenum. Case Keenum and the Minnesota Vikings take on the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte, 10-2 Vikings, and it's time for the winning formula with Wabi from Vikings.com and Ron Johnson from Vikings Game Day Live. Speaking to the Carolina Panthers, what's Carolina's top threat versus these Minnesota Vikings?
I'm going to go with a familiar face, Captain Munnerlyn.
Wow. Ooh. Top threat, the captain.
He knows our roster inside and out.
Yeah.
And where do we like to put Adam Thielen, our best receiver?
Slot.
Where does Captain play?
Slot.
All right. So we got to watch out for Captain Munnerlyn. I don't know how Carolina's offense is going to score against Mike Zimmer and this defense. So let's not let the Carolina defense score. And Captain Munnerlyn is a candidate for that.
Why didn't you go with Matt Khalil, former Viking? He knows the Vikings defense.
Because Matt Khalil is going against Everson Griffin.
Right.
Game, set, match.
Yeah, we'll see. Adam Thielen more than 1,000 yards. I get it. You?
I like that take with Captain Munnerlyn, but the one thing about receivers, anybody we've practiced against, usually in the game, is easier to beat them because you know what to do. I'm going to go with Christian McCaffrey. If you watch the Falcons game, Devonta Freeman had a lot of open field catches and for big gains. Christian McCaffrey's a better receiver. He plays in the slot a little bit, so you have to figure out what sub package. Is it going to be Harry the Hitman covering him? Is it going to be a cornerback? Are you going to leave Kendricks in the game to cover him? So I think he poses a lot of mismatches for the defense.
You know, and interesting, because normally you'd be like, let's just put Barr on that pass-catching running back, which we've done to the likes of Alvin Kamara, Theo Riddick, Le'Veon Bell,
but
Tariq Cohen, etc. But who else do we need to put Anthony Barr on in this game? Cam Newton.
Yeah.
So it'll be very interesting to see how Zim handles that.
Ryan Quigley, punter for the Minnesota Vikings. In very sneaky fashion, he's been incredibly important to this 10-2. How important?
Yeah, I think you said it. Incredibly important. I do not think we can overstate how important special teams has been for the Vikings. They had a little bit of a misstep against the Lions, but they recovered nicely against the Falcons. Ryan Quigley downs a punt inside the 5-yard line against the Falcons. 3-and-out for our defense.
Yep.
Falcons punt. Short field for our offense. We score a touchdown.
Big moment. That is
complimentary football. Ryan Quigley also holding, which is an important role on the team. So I think Ryan Quigley has been a very nice addition to the team this year.
Put a cue around Vikings game plan.
I like that take. I'm also going to go with, as far as punters, fair catching, one of three punters. He's only one of three to have no touchbacks.
Right.
So he's not kicking the ball through the end zone. He's not making bad kicks. One of three to do that with 20-plus kicks. Fair catches, 24. He's number one in the NFL for fair catches. There's only two other punters with less punts than him and more fair catches.
Wow.
And that's the Rams and the Saints, who are two good teams as well. So punting, even though they don't get all the girls and the likes and the love.
Sure they do.
Or the DMs, he's doing a good job.
Let's close it like this. The Minnesota Vikings might be the best team in the NFC. Let's perfect what may be the best. If you could identify one thing with the Minnesota Vikings down the stretch you would like to perfect, Ronald, what would it be?
There's nothing. I mean, honestly, like, I looked at every single statistic, and
that's
I'm nitpicking. The red zone, their top three.
Yeah.
Scoring, their top three. 26 touchdowns in the red zone. I mean, the defense, they're top two in the red zone for stopping guys from scoring. They're top two in points in defense. So there's nothing. So I'm going to go with something that nobody's watching. Extra point and field goal protection. Please stop being so lackadaisical. Because honestly, that's after a long score and Thielen does duck, duck, goose. And it is goose, by the way. Goose, goose, goose.
Yeah, he said it's goose.
After they do duck, duck, goose, everybody's forgetting, like, okay, this is just another play. Let's go out here and kick the. Pay attention to that, because games can be changed by a block, which the Lions showed us. And hopefully now they solidified that.
You've lost your edge. You've played in the league. You know that coaches never come and talk to their team and say, there's nothing to correct here.
That's why I'm not a coach.
I have one, and I'm going to use a Ron Johnson-like stat to support it.
Uh-oh. I love it.
Negative yardage runs.
Oh.
We're at like 3.6 a game, almost 4 a game, 46 for the season.
That's a good one.
And I don't like that. I don't like getting behind the chains with this offense. So let's get rid of some of those negative yardage runs, especially early on first and second down, so we're not in third and long, and then we'll keep our third down defense where it should be, which is top five right now.
I like that.
Nice job. Nice job, boys. After we play the Carolina Panthers today, we are excited to game plan for a home game next week. It's Mike Zimmer's former team. But meanwhile, good luck to the Vikings. For Wabi from Vikings.com, Ron Johnson from Vikings Game Day Live, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.